Adaptability. That's the topic of today's podcast, and I really do hope that we are able to learn a few lessons from it. So let's start this the usual way. Salam alaikum. Bonjour ou bonsoir. Ça dépend d'où vous êtes. Bon dia ou buenos dias. Encore, you don't say. Guten Tag. Man Zakin. Habari. Jambo. All the greetings that may have escaped me. Today I want to talk to us all. I want us all to learn about adaptability. You know, I was driving quite recently and I used this application called Waze. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but you should be. It is probably the best application to use. And once again, this is not a paid sponsorship or a sponsored ad or anything. I'm just telling you what works for me. So Waze actually helps me get to my location as quickly as I need to with time approximations. In fact, it's just the best GPS system that I have discovered. And one of the things I love about this application is that, let's say if Waze tells me to go straight for 300 meters and turn right and go and continue for 500 meters, what happens when I disobey? What happens when I go 300 meters straight and turn left is that Waze automatically reroutes. And that is the topic of our podcast today. You know, in life, as you all might have noticed already, if you haven't, then probably you are 13 years old or less. But if you're above the age of 13 or probably 18, you know that life does not follow any particular pattern. That is to say that whatever you planned for your life may not happen the way you expected it to happen. What then is the greatest skill to have? The greatest skill, in my opinion, is the ability to adapt. The ability to adapt simply means that you take whatever life has given you and you make the best out of it. So, let's assume, as a young person, you had plans that by the age of 25, you'd have a good job, you'd be married, you'd have 2.5 kids, you'd probably be a master's student, you'd have about $1 million in your bank account. Say hallelujah if you can relate to this dream. But, you know, but you are 25 years old and you still don't have your degree. You don't have a child. You've had 3 breakups already. Obviously, you don't have a partner. What happens is that you tend to question, is this what life was actually supposed to be? One of the wisest people I've personally met in my life, and I say this without holding anything back, Mr. Edna Nonan, or Pastor Edna Nonan, once told me, there is something called a wheel of no movement. I should have, could have, must have. You know, all these things that ultimately do not lead you to action. It just leads you to regret. Now, if we observe carefully, what does this do to you? If anything at all, it immobilizes you. It prevents you from actually taking steps forward. I should have done that. Okay, you didn't do it. What can you do now? I could have been a better person. Okay, you weren't. What can you be now? One of the best brands in the world, Nike. The slogan is quite simple. Just do it. Yes, you have been thrown into an environment where things are not the best. And please, do not think I'm taking a simplistic view of the world. I simply understand that things can be as complicated and sophisticated as they may be. But at the end of the day, all you have is your ability to make the best out of it. Adaptability. You know, there is this common story. Now, I do not know how true it is or not, but because I simply haven't tried it. But they say that when you want to cook a frog, you don't put a frog into a boiling water Why? Because the frog will leap out of it. Of course, those long legs of theirs, what do they do with them apart from leaping? What she rather do to the frog, according to the story, is you put the frog in the water and you adjust the heat. You turn up the heat slowly, slowly, slowly. All the time, you're increasing it. Now the frog just adapts to the temperature. So adaptability, in this case, is the ability to conform to whatever is going on around you. Now, that is not the kind of adaptability I'm talking about. I just had to make the point clear because, you know, people can take things out of context. What I'm referring to here is simply this. You being able to reroute, you being able to change directions without necessarily losing momentum. That is what I mean by adaptability. It means you are able to shed off your old skin and put on a new one if need be. You are able to walk into the rain and say that it is cold outside, but I'm going to stop thinking that the cold is going to kill me. I'm going to adapt to the weather and run through it till I get to where I'm trying to get to. You know, when you study the history of the world as it is, and I do not claim to be an expert on matters of history, I am just a student after all, you notice that the world has been changing quite quickly, at such a fast rate, if you and I would admit. And what we find happening in Africa is this. We are, quote-unquote, claiming to change, whilst in reality, nothing is changing fundamentally. So if we find ourselves in an environment where we are actually practicing old systems in a new world, and at the same time trying to put up a new face for the other people, and by no means I'm participating in othering here, but if you put in a new face for other people, then what happens is this. You have the facade of adaptability, not the essence of it. So being able to reroute yourself is simply being able to do this. In the 70s and 60s, and for those of you who know the history, kindly do correct me if I'm wrong, China was doomed to die. The economic prophets said that there was no way that China would make it out of the famine that was looming. What did China do? They observed themselves. They took a step back. They took a deep breath. Looked around. Realized that, we are about 1 billion people. And we have to reroute. So what did China do? They changed their modus operandi. Absolutely. Now China is where almost everything is manufactured. In fact, the camera that is shooting this video itself, I don't doubt it would come from there. They became the hub of manufacturing. They became the hub of creative industry. That is what adaptability looks like. That is what rerouting looks like. Now let's take this to an individual level. It is certain that your life could have been better, should have been perhaps better, or must have been better. I don't know the parameters of your life. Right now, with everything that you have, what are you doing to ensure that a future is a far better future than your present? I was once told by a friend that we shaped our present by our past, and so therefore, do we not shape our future by our present? Are you adapting? Are you rerouting? You've used a particular method repetitively. It's not giving you the desired outcome. Yes, I know that sometimes persistence and consistency does the trick, but sometimes trying a new method also helps. So that's our podcast for today. I wish you guys all the best. Should you have any questions or suggestions on things you'd love to hear me talk about, please do well to get in touch with me. And oh, you can also send us voice messages. If you go to our Spotify or Anchor link, it's right there somewhere. I'll try to add that in the description. Until I come your way next time. Cheers.